This is a special meeting of the Rural Healthcare District, and the goal of this meeting was to have a, when you transfer funds from one area of your budget to another, you're supposed to have a public hearing. Well, we put an ad in the paper in February, and I did, and I messed up. We did at our February meeting, I didn't call for a special public hearing on moving those funds. The ad just said that the funds were going to be moved. So in order to make this official, I had to call a special meeting to move the funds. The reason the funds are being moved is to purchase property from the Johnson County Fire District, Fire Control District. That was approved back in, to purchase the property was approved at our KC meeting, I want to say 6 months ago or better, down there. So the approval of the purchase has been done, but the little hearing to move the funds from one part to the other wasn't. So that's why we're having this little meeting.
Question. I'm a little ignorant on it, though, but why is it any different, like, we go buy an ambulance or other piece of equipment that, I mean, all we're doing is buying land, so suddenly we have to get the public, give them...
Well, yeah, because we aren't moving money from one one area of our budget to another to purchase an ambulance. It's already identified in the budget.
So, yeah. I can address it. I think always before we bought ambulances, we planned ahead when we did our budget, we put the money in the budget. This was not put into the budget. It was not. So this is just to put it in the budget. It's in the funds. We have the funds, but we just needed to put it to be whole. You could still pay the bill and just be overdrawn on. You could put it on any account, like board account or anything like that, and then just make it up, be overdrawn in that budget amount if you wanted to do it that way. This is just a little cleaner way. Do you need a resolution to?
No, the ad in the paper is sufficient, but...
You need a motion at this meeting to move $83,000.
Well, it's right now we are going to move $83,000. Mm-hmm. The amount of the property that I have a check for and all that today is $80,415, $80 for the land and $400. Whatever it is for the closing fees.
The other money's for the survey and the...
That stuff's already been paid, but that would hopefully be enough to come out
this
of
money,
that.
This money, should this motion say to be taken from the capital facilities?
I would think so.
Oh, okay.
Because we have set aside capital, $500,000. That was another motion that was made and approved a number of months ago to set aside this $500,000. If and when we can.
And there was a set amount for equipment replacement, and another set amount for emergency management or emergency operating funds.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I'm not sure how. Did Barry give you an idea how to word the motion exactly?
No, I think we just need to have. Carrie, did you have something?
I just think it should be just like your public notice would say.
Yeah. So the motion would be to transfer funds from the Rural Healthcare District General Fund Reserves,
Capital Improvement Reserves,
into the general budget. And I think I put in that ad from the reserves into the district-wide expenditure area.
To board expense line.
Board expense?
Yeah, okay. There's no line item other than that. Well, I guess I would move that we make a motion to move the $83,000 from the capital facilities section of the fund reserve funds into the board operating budget. I guess it's
a board expense line?
Line called
board expense
line item in our 2022-23 budget.
No, it's for this existing budget.
21-22.
21-22.
Excuse me, 21-22 budget, okay. You got that correction?
Any discussion on that?
I'll second it. Who wants to second? Then you can discuss it.
Yeah, is there any discussion?
Not.
Can you open it to general discussion?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Well, let, go ahead.
Meeting, yeah.
Okay. I mean, as we watch this going forward, I'm looking at an article in the Buffalo Bulletin, Mr. Hicks, where you specifically mentioned that the Johnson County Rural Healthcare District is facing a $300,000 budget shortfall.
This year.
Right.
Appears to be, that's a projection.
And so, and then you go on to say in that same one that, you know, you are looking at spending one-fifth of your reserves already. Do we have building plans for this building?
There are some, they're just really, really basic idea, basically.
Actually, there's no funds for the building right now.
Okay, but do we have plans for the building? Do we have a timeline for the building?
Not yet, not till there's funds available. There's no sense spending a lot of money on doing that until you have a, until you have, you know, you have funding. I don't see any reason to spend a lot of money on architects until there's funds available.
Have we looked at what it's going to cost to support a system like this?
That, we made a motion at our last, was it our last meeting or the meeting before to start doing some research, but we're not even.
As a taxpayer, I just simply want to understand how this is going to be funded, because honestly.
If you go back and look at our motions, we did say that we author, this board authorized the chairman and one or two other people she picked to investigate this stuff. There's never been a report issued on it.
So aren't we putting the horse before the cart?
No, you can't build anything until you have land. We've been trying to get a piece of land for quite a while. That's the whole purpose of this. And I don't want to discuss the merits or dismerits. We've discussed that endlessly at other meetings. This meeting is to move those funds and.
Out of reserves, is this a part of the one-fifth that you referenced in your Buffalo's paper? Or is this in addition to the one-fifth? Are we sure about that number?
What they're talking there is the over 300,000 that's anticipated to be overspent this year for operating. That's what they were talking about. This was not, this was part of that.
So you said, that the estimate for the end of this year is pretty ghastly.
The estimate, our losses this year, our overspending this year? Yeah, I'd call it ghastly, yeah.
Okay, but we don't understand, and the projections look forward under a business plan of doing business, like government should do, doing it smart, that we understand what our end costs are going to be. Do we understand what any of that is? Do you understand that, Marilyn?
We're working on, we're so in, how do I put it? Baby steps. We haven't done a lot of that. The goal was, to start with, is to put money aside, like anybody would, if you think you're going to be looking at capital construction or capital project, to start putting money aside, which is what we've done. Now, then, we did our stuff on purchasing land, so that's what this meeting is for, is to purchase the land, which has already been approved. And then the next steps will be looking at how, what your questions are, Cindy, of how that all comes together would be the next step. So people, I think you're getting a little anxious ahead of time, because we still haven't done a lot.
I think you stand to be corrected there. I don't think I'm anxious. I think I want to understand what that physical cost is, because that physical cost.
The physical.
Just a second, please. Comes back to the taxpayers of Johnson County.
We all know that.
Yeah, and so we shouldn't just act like we have a guaranteed paycheck. We should understand what our costs are to be able to move forward. Any bank would want to know that, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Sure.
And we will.
Good point.
Later on?
It's an excellent.
Let's pass the bill and we'll see what's in the bill?
No, you're putting words into our mouths, Cindy. we're buying land right now. We know we want to get a building at some point. We can't go do a building until we would have money to do it. And before we do that, we need to see what the building would look like. We need to figure out what the cost would be towards that. There's a lot of work to be done, and we are not going, we're not just jumping off into this willy-nilly. I hope that answers your question.
You know, if I could say something, I think probably what you need to do is go back and look at how badly we've underestimated our income and overestimated our spending, both for the last 8 years, 6 years anyway. It's
coming from the person who corrected your spreadsheet.
I'm telling you, in this thing you're talking about.
Listen, we don't need to get controversial.
You're talking about $80,000. I'm talking about over $700,000. So I think probably if you want to get a handle on it, you better go back and look at those numbers.
Okay.
And then you'll know better what you're talking about
so,
in our total,
all right.
total picture.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Yeah, now, we do have a motion on the table.
I call for the question.
That's a great way to shut down the public. Well,
Dave.
Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I'm just not sure, I guess, if you thought maybe there was a different order of events, but this is a public hearing, and persons may appear and be heard respecting this transfer of
funds.
This
transfer of funds, but that's what it is specific to.
And I think that's, but fiscally responsible money.
Yeah, and I'm good with that.
Is a good.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't want
to. Did you want to vote before you hear the public
hearing? No. Mark asked.
I did.
All right, time out. We're here for the public.
Yeah.
Okay?
So anybody else wants to talk about this?
As far as fiscally responsible and transferring these funds from the funds we already have allocated over to the regular budget. All right, Dave.
Well, Buffalo EMS continues to have serious concerns regarding the purchase of this land at the county fire location on North Bypass. We have repeatedly expressed these at Rural Healthcare District board meetings, but this has been overlooked by a majority of this board, despite an earlier pledge by the board that they were going to consult Buffalo EMS on future property purchases, and that has been ignored. To be clear, Buffalo EMS is not opposed to the concept of new designated facility to house the ambulances. However, Buffalo EMS has significant concerns regarding the proposed location at North Bypass without at least a feasibility and traffic study. The location is on an extremely heavy entry-exit way within Buffalo, and we are concerned that EMTs are likely to encounter significant delays in reaching the ambulance and therefore reaching patients compared to a more central location. It is irresponsible for the RHCD board to push this through without due diligence in establishing it if this is an appropriate location or not. Secondly, the timing of this purchase at best is questionable given the significant downturn in revenue. Buffalo EMS has already made significant cuts and savings and is continually requested to do so by the RHCD board, and yet this same board continues to press for this $83,000 expenditure on land when it is not a critical time. Investing in land and a building detracts from investment in necessary and reliable equipment, preserving existing crews, attracting new personnel, and has a negative effect on morale for the best possible patient care. Buffalo EMS believes that the action of some board members will result in a deterioration from the current level of proven service and patient care. Furthermore, it's hard to interpret this push for a designated barn for anything other than a board's intent to attract an alternative to Buffalo EMS. This is underscored, for example, by the repeated approaches by other entities to take on the service despite the independent national accredited audit by SafeTech Solutions. The audit commended the current service as a model of best practice for operating EMS in rural America, but has been disregarded by the board. Buffalo EMS is requesting that the board rethink the building of a new building, especially at this time, and at least do some more study on the location and revenue available.
Okay, Mark.
We're not building a building. We're purchasing land. With agreement we have with the fire district, it's just an investment right now. They will buy it back from us if we decide not to build. So it's just an investment.
Francine?
I come to a lot of these meetings. I second everything that Dave just said. And even if it's only an investment at the moment, it's still $83,000 that's not available anymore for who knows how long. And the EMTs and Buffalo EMS have constantly said it's not a good location anyway. So why purchase land that the EMTs and the EMS service is saying is in the not a great location, tying up $83,000? The fact that we could get it all back someday still just doesn't make sense for why $83,000 is going out the window right now for a location that the EMTs have been saying forever is not an ideal location. It's very frustrating to say it over and over and just feel like the board doesn't acknowledge that the people who are actually going to have to use it have serious, serious concerns about it. I don't know why that isn't impactful to the board. It makes no sense.
Mark.
Building the building is, if we build a building, or the next board builds a building, the EMTs are not going to have to travel down there. The EMTs are going to be there 24/7.
How's that going to happen?
We're going to have living quarters there for them.
Where's the money coming from to pay them to be 24/7?
We're
going to
purchase grants, try to get grants and stuff like that. But you guys are talking about traveling down there. Our goal is they're going to be housed there.
All right, so I don't want to get too far off what this special meeting is for, but go ahead, Dave.
To address what you said, Mark, I hear what you're saying, and in an ideal world, that would be terrific. But I don't think this board has investigated what it would cost to have two paramedics and two EMTs sitting there waiting for calls to happen. There has been some talk that we could have two paramedics and they could run the service. It'll never happen. I got three ambulances and seven EMTs out right now. And to make that happen, you need a reserve of folks. And to put two paramedics and two EMTs in a building with living quarters 24/7, I did some numbers this afternoon and looked at the areas around us, what they're paying. Right now, that salary alone would be $912,000. Almost your entire budget before payroll tax, before benefits, before insurance. It's just for a town this size, financially not feasible to have that many people sitting waiting for calls to come. And where are, if you build the building, and I understand you're not building a building, you're buying land. But if you do, where are those EMTs and paramedics going to come from? Because the system that we have now, all EMT, and it works well. We've got seven people out and three ambulances right now. And we had two more calls earlier today. The EMTs that we have right now aren't going to be in that building. They've got other jobs. They have jobs they can leave, but they have other jobs. And that's the building, that's the model that we've built over the last 40 years. And it works. SafeTech National Assessment said it works, but it's just not financially feasible to put those guys in the building you know, maybe it is in Denver, maybe it is in Billings, maybe it works in Gillette, but it won't work here, I promise.
I'm not sure where the two paramedics, two EMT thing came from, Cindy. I'll give you one more public comment.
As a board member, can I say something? I didn't know that the board had made a decision that that's what we're going to do with it either.
No.
That we're going to have that concept. So that's news to me. I mean, I've heard it thrown out, but I didn't know that our board had had that decision made. So.
When we first had our board come together, we wrote down what our goals were, and that was part of it, Scott.
I know, Mark, and I've seen it, but it was nothing that I realized.
There's nothing official.
We haven't. Okay. That's just the idea that we've discussed.
Yeah.
Scott, I think part of it is because it's work. It works fine in Douglas. It works fine in Glen Rock. It works fine in Moreland. It works okay in Basin, Cody Powell. It works
okay.
In Gillette Wright, Newcastle, even Sundance. So I guess maybe that's
yeah,
Marie.
Well, I don't want to get into a big argument here, but I have friends in Grable and Basin, and I've asked them about their ambulance service, and they do have two paramedics, but if they have another call, that second call has to wait till they get back. That is not an efficient, effective service as far as I'm concerned. And when SafeTech has said that we have a model, why would we want to screw that up? I do not understand that at all. I mean, my family has used this ambulance service over the last 8-10 years multiple times, a minimum of 12 to 14 times, between my father, my husband's uncle, my son-in-law, and my brother. I was there at every call. Excellent, efficient service, compassionate, quick response. Why do we want to screw that up? Especially when we don't have the funds to be funding these paramedics full-time, sitting in the barn, playing crib, or whatever they're going to do.
Oh, you know? Okay, Marie. We're not talking about...
We've got a long ways off.
We're a long ways off. I understand your feelings for sure, and they're legitimate, for sure. What we're here today to do is move these funds. I'm going to let... And we have a motion on the table, but go ahead, Cindy.
So, and Francine brought up a great subject in the fact that if the fire district is willing to buy this back, then why are we making the investment now? That will they not hold this land for us? I've got two questions, but will they not sit on this land? It's already exempt, it's off of the tax roll, it's sitting there. So do we have to expend this money now during a very questionable time in our economy and our valuation in our community, of which you guys are all very well aware of, with a lack of reserve fund? Is it a prudent buy right now? And if we sell it back, do we sell it back as a profit, or do we sell it back as one county entity back to a county entity?
You want to read the contract? That might help you.
Great. I would love to see that. So if you'd like to email that to me. Second question. When we look at a timeline, so we're making a purchase, we have tentative plans for a building. Do we have a timeline for how we want to see this completed?
I keep saying we're so far in the infancy of this that there isn't a timeline. We got to go out. If we're going to look at this seriously, we're going to got to go out. We made a motion to look at grant funding and try to secure some grants. And so, no, there is no official timeline on a building.
Mr. McBride, can I just ask really quickly, do you find this to be a prudent move of the board for the investment for taxpayers of Johnson County?
Well, I'm not going to vote yes to this transfer.
Okay. All right, Francine, one more time, and then we're going to...
I know you keep saying we're getting way off the subject here by talking about the building and everything, but the building is your justification the future building is your justification for purchasing this property right now.
Yes.
I mean, he just said, we're going to try and have 24/7 EMTs there so they're not going to have to worry about the travel. But it sounds like you haven't done the feasibility study to find out whether, you know, what that would cost and can we even afford it. And if you can't, then you're going to end up with land and a building in a location that the EMTs have been telling you isn't. So the whole reason that you're purchasing this land now in that location is to build a building there to house 24/7 EMTs, and yet that doesn't sound feasible, so then why are we buying this piece of property in that location if your plan down the road ideally won't work there? And what Dave was asking for, a feasibility study hasn't been done for the situation we have now, which is EMTs not being there 24/7. How do you know that's not going to slow down their ability to respond once you put a building there? And if down the road you put a building and you can't afford to pay 24/7, then you're going to have EMTs having to drive there from their jobs, from their homes, and you're going to have a slower response service. So these questions about the future and the building and how it's going to work absolutely are pertinent to even purchasing that piece of property in that location. We're not getting off topic here. It's all tied in together.
Okay. I think everybody's assuming that Dave is going to live forever. And I know I've said this before. I'm sorry. I mean, it's the elephant in the room. And it's like, how long... I mean, is the board supposed to be responsible? If we're going to be responsible, we need to look at options in the future. We know we have a good service now. There is no question about it. And we know that Dave has spent his whole life working and developing this service. That's a given. But we're looking at down the road, in the future, is that going to be available? Maybe not, okay? So I think that's one thing that I believe is the board's duty, is to look at down the road as well as right now today. And so there's no question about the quality of service. There's no question about what the SafeTech Solutions said. There was other things in that SafeTech Solution document that said we need to unblend from Buffalo EMS as a rural health care district. And that there were several things there that people don't necessarily don't talk about in the report. And we're going to sit here and argue. I don't want to get into an argument. We've been here a half hour.
Yeah, I think any more. Let them have some more public statements, and then let's get this vote done.
So, Kate.
Madam Chair, I would just like to correct you. The unblending was not about discontinuing contracting services with Buffalo EMS.
You're correct.
It was about unblending the financial arrangement whereby Buffalo EMS currently undertakes overseeing and helping you
exactly.
as a board from KC's and the Rural Health Care.
And you're correct, and that's what I was meaning. I did not mean to say that it said to unblend from Buffalo EMS as far as doing ambulance service, okay? Let me be clear on that. All right, Dave?
I'd like to correct the statement. I mean, Dave Harness isn't going to live forever. And none of us are, but the First National Bank started 1903 or whatever it was, and it's still a going concern, even though the people that started that have been dead for 100 years. What you have is a contract with Buffalo EMS, not Dave Harness. And I work for Buffalo EMS. And Buffalo EMS is going to stay here and continue long after I'm gone. So I just want to remind the board that it's not me you're contracted with, it's Buffalo EMS, and there's 23 of us. And Carrie's at the top of that ladder, and she's got a long time to go, too.
I hope so. All right, Cindy, one more question, and then we're going to...
So mine's just more of a statement. Succession planning is a business practice that everybody should look at and proactively approach. And it happens when, you know, people are progressing in age and positions. And it's only reasonable to look at progression planning with the people who are in that division already, and then moving it forward productively for that of the community. That doesn't happen really efficiently here in Johnson County, unfortunately, because of personalities, unfortunately. But it's time that we, yeah, and that...
That's pretty subjective, Cindy.
Really
pretty subjective.
True, Marilyn,
I don't.
Carolyn,
I'm not going to go for that.
Whatever.
All right, go ahead. Finish your statement.
Well, you did interrupt me. So as we move forward, Mr. Hicks, did you have something to say?
Cindy, you're not running this meeting. I am. So finish your statement and we'll move on.
He made a comment.
Just
I wanted to
finish
to
your
heard.
Statement.
Okay. So succession planning is important. And generally it involves professionally with those who are a part of that. So I find it really interesting what Francine said today, and she made some excellent points. I hope this board, as being an appointed elected board in Johnson County, that you guys hear her concern as somebody who serves and already sees it driving. I did just some quick numbers, which I'm pretty good at. And I can tell you that just two EMTs, 24 hours a day, is going to cost us over $500,000. I encourage this board to slow down. Do your due diligence before the purchase is made. Do a business plan. Know what those costs are. That's what smart business does. And that's how this board should be operating. Thank you.
All right. There's a motion on?
No more public questioning. I have comments. I would move to the vote.
Okay, so with this vote, and I'll remind the board that the majority of the board in KC approved to purchase this property, including you.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I approved, and you put it in the paper wrong. It was only for you to sign the finishing papers. The closing papers. That's what that motion was about.
Well, the motion was made to purchase the property.
The motion was about signing the paperwork.
All right. Okay. So, sorry,
so you could do it.
I didn't put it in the paper.
Okay.
I know, Jim. You don't ever put the information in the paper. Right. They write a lot like you, though. It's amazing.
Okay. So what this does then is it transfers funds to this for this land to be purchased. Okay. The money, it moves the money. It's been approved to spend the money to purchase the land. That's $80,000, $415,000. That covers the closing costs, all those, the fees and all that. All right, so that's the motion on the floor, is to move the funding so that the purchase can be made. So, is everybody clear on that? All right. All those in favor of transferring the funds so that the purchase can be made, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Nay. Yeah.
You're opposed. Opposed. So it's a tie. So once again, I'll break the tie. And I vote to expend the funds, to transfer the funds and purchase.
We've already voted to expend it. We're just transferring the funds.
All right.
I'm over adjourning. Be adjourned.
Okay. All those.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
But before we do, I know it's pretty contentious, but I do appreciate the comments, and I think this whole board takes your comments serious. It's not like just blowing you off. I don't feel like that. I think your comments are very valid and deserve consideration. So thank you. Okay, all those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.